I'll be very brief, but I have a few verses I'd like to read to you in John chapter 11. This takes place right after Jesus had raised Lazarus from the dead. And it says that after that, many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did believed on him. You know, Jesus, prior to this, had performed many miracles. He had turned water into wine at the wedding at Cana of Galilee. He had healed people who were sick of the palsy. He had cleansed lepers. In fact, prior to this, he had raised at least two other people from the dead, Jairus' daughter and the widow's son, Nain. So Lazarus was not the only miracle that Jesus had performed, and he was not even the only person that Jesus raised from the dead. But evidently, the raising of Lazarus had a profound effect in a way that none of those other miracles did. And it says that many of those people which witnessed this believed on him. You know, Jairus' daughter and the widow's son at Nain had not been dead all that long. So people could kind of explain that away and say, well, maybe they weren't really dead. Well, Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. His body had begun to stink. It was clear that Lazarus was dead. And Jesus had raised him from the dead in the presence of a whole group of witnesses. There were plenty of eyewitnesses to this. And so many people began to believe on Jesus after this particular miracle. And it says that some of them went their ways to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. Then gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees a council and said, "What do we? For this man doeth many miracles. If we let him thus alone, all men will believe on him. And the Romans shall come and take away both our place and our nation." And one of them, named Caiaphas, being the high priest that same year, said unto them, "Ye know nothing at all, nor consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people, and not that the whole nation, and that the whole nation perish not." And he spake this, not of himself, but being the high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for that nation. And not for that nation only, but that also he should gather together in one the children of God that were scattered abroad. Have you ever been talking with somebody and maybe they made a statement and what they said was more true than even they intended it to be? Maybe somebody says something and their statement was true, but not in the way they meant it. Well, that's what happened with Caiaphas here. This whole council of the leaders among the Jews was gathered together because they knew that many people were beginning to believe on Jesus. And if that got out of hand, if people kept believing on Jesus and this thing spread, they knew that threatened their power and their authority. Because the Romans would allow the nations that they occupied that were part of the Roman Empire, they would let those nations maintain a little bit of control. They still let them, you know, have their own form of religion. They would have their own, local officials governing them. They let them retain a little bit of control, but they knew that if people kept believing on Jesus, then the Romans would come and they would crack down on this. And that would mean that the Pharisees, the Sadducees, all of the chief priests and the rulers and elders of the Jews, that they would be out of a job and they would lose their position of status and power. And so they're trying to figure out, how are we going to handle this Jesus problem? All these people are beginning to believe on him. And Caiaphas, who was the high priest that year, spoke up and said that it is expedient for us. You know, it's never a good idea when people are making decisions based on simply what is expedient for us versus what's right versus what's wrong. You know, sometimes, you know, in a workplace setting, or even sometimes in the church, people will try to make decisions based on what's not going to rock the boat, what's going to upset the fewest people. And they'll discuss what is expedient versus what's right. Well, that was Caiaphas' attitude. He said, it is expedient for us. He was just looking out for him and his buddies who were running the show there in Israel. He said, it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people and that the whole nation perish not. Now, what Caiaphas meant by that was, let's just get rid of Jesus. Let's just put Jesus to death so that we can squash this thing before it gets out of hand, so that people don't continue believing in him, so that we can maintain control over our nation. That's all Caiaphas was thinking about. But the Bible says that he spake this not of himself, but being the high priest that year, he prophesied. God, in his providence, allowed Caiaphas to prophesy about Jesus. Not because of any spiritual insight that Caiaphas had, not because Caiaphas was a believer in Jesus, or because he was just this wise person with this spiritual insight, but because of the office that he held as high priest that year. God, in God's providence, allowed Caiaphas to prophesy and say more than even he realized, he said. Because Caiaphas said, it is expedient that one man should die for the people. Now that was true, but not in the way that Caiaphas meant it. And the Bible goes on to explain, the Apostle John says, that he prophesied that Jesus should die for that nation. And not for that nation only, but that also he should gather together in one the children of God that were scattered abroad. Even though Caiaphas didn't have any idea the depth of what he was saying, He preached the gospel unwittingly, because it was true. It is expedient. It is better for us. In fact, if you study that word that's translated there, expedient, in a lot of places it's translated as profitable. In other words, it's a good deal for us. We got a good deal in the fact that Jesus Christ, one man, died for all of the people, all of his people, all of the elect family of God, rather than all of us should die. You know, if Jesus Christ had not died for us, all of us would have perished. But it was better for us, it was expedient that one man should die for the people, rather than all of the people should perish. That's what Paul said at the end of Romans chapter 5 when he said, for as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. You know, it just took one man and one act of disobedience to make all of Adam's family sinners. But he said, so as by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. By the obedience even to the death of the cross, Jesus Christ died so that you and I would not die eternally, so that you and I would not be separated from God eternally. It was expedient. It was better for us that one man should die for the people rather than that we all perish.